KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies at 68 degrees. We do look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and later this afternoon. A high of 82, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, strong to severe storms are possible across much of Iowa this afternoon and this evening. The National Weather Service has the primary threats with any storms that may come are due to strong and severe lightning, large hail, and damaging winds. Tornadoes are unlikely, though a tornado or two cannot be completely ruled out at this time. By midnight Sunday morning, most of the showers and storms should be east of our area, so make sure you have multiple ways to receive weather information today, and if you plan on being outdoors, make sure you have a plan to shelter should it become necessary. Red Oak police report a Union County man was arrested Friday evening on a Pottawatomie County warrant. 32-year-old Sean Patrick Bagby of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop at around 6:45 p.m. on a warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Bagby was taken into custody with the assistance of the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. An Omaha man convicted of a slew of armed bank robberies in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa has been sentenced to 25 years in a federal prison. Federal prosecutors for Nebraska say 26-year-old Tyree Carney was sentenced Friday in Omaha's federal courthouse. Carney was also ordered to pay nearly $193,000 in restitution to the banks. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit robbery and several counts of brandishing a gun during a spate of crimes that occurred between September of 2016 and June of 2017. Prosecutors say Carney and another person robbed banks at gunpoint in the eastern Nebraska towns of Springfield and Murray, as well as banks in the western Iowa cities of Crescent and Underwood. Police say Carney tried to rob a bank in Bellevue, Nebraska, but was unsuccessful in getting any money there. Investigators say Carney and an accomplice also carjacked vehicles in Omaha to use as getaway cars in the robberies. Officials of the Cass County Health System, CCMH, report Holly Christensen, BSN, MSN, ARNP, has joined the Cass County Health System's emergency department. Holly said emergency medicine has always been her true love, and she loves being able to practice a full scope of health care and the variety that comes with working in an emergency department. She graduated from Graceland University in 2007, earning her Master of Science in Nursing, Family Nurse Practitioner, and since that time she served in Iowa as a Family Nurse Practitioner in the emergency departments at the Manning Regional Health Care Center, Audubon County Hospital, and Murtu Medical Center. She's also served as a medical examiner for Shelby County. Holly Christensen, her husband Craig, and their daughter Carly live on a farm outside of Harlan. They enjoy traveling, camping, tractor pulling, spending time around the farm, and are very involved with the Shelby County Fair. The Atlantic Police Department reports three separate arrests. On Thursday, 26-year-old Daniel Jones of Exira was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Last Saturday, 39-year-old Cantal Mark of Atlantic, who was already in custody, was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree in connection with a previous incident. And on June 7, 33-year-old Justin Kubicki of Tonganoxie, Kansas, was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Jones and Kubicki were booked into the Cass County Jail. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy on patrol received notice Thursday night that an undercover Omaha police officer was following a female with known warrants. The deputy caught up with her and took 25-year-old Jasmine Rayanne Putnam of Council Bluffs into custody on a fugitive from justice warrant and a charge of interference with official acts. Putnam was being held without bond for another agency and on a $300 bond for the interference charge. The Union County Sheriff's Office says one person suffered suspected serious incapacitating injuries during a collision that happened a little before 8 a.m. on Thursday. Authorities say a car driven by 53-year-old Linda K. Ryoski of Riverton was attempting to turn left or south into the boat ramp off of westbound Highway 25. As she turned and failed to signal her intentions, a westbound 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 55-year-old Kelly Matthew Adamson of Creston ran into the driver's side of the car. Adamson was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Damage from the collision amounted to $7,000. The Iowa State Patrol says two people were injured during a Mills County construction zone accident late Thursday morning. A semi driven by 28-year-old Rafael Perez Pinero of Miami, Florida, was traveling eastbound on Highway 34 within a construction zone near 350th Street at around 11:45 a.m. Thursday when he failed to stop for a line of vehicles that had stopped in front of him waiting for a pilot car. The semi hit the rear of a pickup driven by 56-year-old Jan Peter Schaperter of Clarinda, causing it to enter the ditch and roll over. The semi then struck the rear of a 2016 Ford Edge SUV driven by 38-year-old Jeremy Tosea of Elkhorn, Nebraska, causing that vehicle to be pushed out of its lane and into another vehicle, which struck a fifth vehicle. Shepherder was transported by Malvern Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. Tosea was transported by Malvern Rescue to Mercy Hospital. Both drivers were wearing their seat belts. And in an update to our previous reports, Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says a Minnesota man faces four felony charges in connection with a two-county pursuit Wednesday night. 39-year-old Leroy Takai Bradley of Minneapolis was charged with felony eluding, possession of stolen property, and two felony counts of possession of firearms or ammunition by a felon or prohibited person. Bradley was transported to Bergen Mercy Hospital from the Adams County Hospital after he crashed an SUV during the pursuit. A report on his condition was not released. And you can read more about that on the news page at KJAN.com. Taking a look at our funeral announcements, Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died January 12th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Pat Thompson will be held today at the Greenfield Cemetery beginning at 10 o'clock. Full military graveside rites will be conducted by the Greenfield American Legion, Head Honoris Post number 265 and VFW Post 5357. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Rennie Watson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Rennie Watson will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark O.B. Wilds, age 63, of Shelby, died Monday. A memorial service for Mark O.B. Wilds will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Cheryl Campbell, age 77, of Irwin, died June the 6th in Council Bluffs. A visitation for Cheryl Campbell will be today from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Albert Leon Daggett, Sr., age 69, of Linden, died June the 1st in Des Moines. Graveside services for Leon Daggett, Sr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. Richard Dalby, age 89, of Elkhorn, died June the 7th. Memorial services for Richard Dalby will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Kenneth Bowl, age 76, of Manila, died Thursday at Amelia House Assisted Living in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kenneth Bowl will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Brylon Erb, the 2-year-old son of Rhonda Erb of Greenfield, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brylon Erb will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Mount Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Francis Jensen, age 87, who's formerly of Shelby, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Gary Sheridan, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Services for Gary Sheridan are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dale Haynes are pending at Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Thomas Ludwig, age 72, of Harlan, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Thomas Ludwig are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Richard Martison, age 72, of Elkhorn, died Friday at CCMH. Funeral services for Richard Martison are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.